a pretty big force. Now, when you see the significance of these wings that we have, next slide. Look what we provide. Now, this is for all of Pacific Air Forces. This is all of our country's air forces in the Pacific. The Alaska Air National Guard has 100% of their HC-130 tanker aircraft. 100%. We have almost a quarter of all of their C-130s. We have almost half of their HH-60 rescue helicopters. And we have about a third of their KC-135 tankers. I'm here to tell you, we couldn't go to war in this nation without using those assets. The Pacific Air Force commander, a guy who's by the name of General Pat Gamble, could not go to war without these. The Air Force invests heavily in our training, our readiness, and our modernization because of this fact. Ever since the Korean War, the Air Force has recognized the National Guard and the Air Force Reserve as very important to their day-to-day operational success. And because of this, these folks are around the world every day and are very instrumental in Air Expedition Air Force deployments. And you'll also see them throughout the state. But they're also Alaskans. One good thing about the Alaska National Guard is they're Alaskans. There are people that said, I like Alaska, I want to live in Alaska, this is where I want my family to be, but I also like to serve in the military. So we give that opportunity, and that's one reason this is such a great organization to be a part of. Next slide. Annual payroll, again, we've talked about those dollars. Next slide. We have the 176. Look at this. 150,000 flight hours of accident-free flight. Richard, I probably didn't want to talk about that. Yeah, he said every time you talk about that, but it's too good to keep to yourself. And in the most hazardous conditions that our Department of Defense flies in, that's a remarkable accomplishment. Look how many we've had deployed in 2000 as part of the Aerospace Expeditionary Forces. Our country can't go to war without us. Consistently receives the highest marks for aviation operations and readiness. We do the day-to-day alert refuel bird for our air defense and air sovereignty of our airspace here in Alaska AOR. Next slide. 210th Rescue Squadron, they have a mission of combat search and rescue, but they're used on a day-to-day basis here to save lives. You can see this last year, 133 rescue missions, 66 saved. Now, that's just these guys. That's not the RCC, and that's not the Army Guard. But they're out there saving Alaskans. And how many times do you open the paper? I'd hate to tell you how many times I get called at night and say, well, we've got a mission we're flying. And we let those folks make the decision whether they go and whether they cancel. We have to have them trained to a sufficiently high level that they can do the risk management there. Sometimes it's particularly hazardous. We'll give guidance on the front end. But most of the time, we trust those people to go out and do what's right. And they push the envelope, but they do it safely. Next slide. This is an example of how good we are. This is the McKay Trophy. That was won a couple of years ago by the Alaska Air National Guard, the 210th. And this trophy is given for the singest, most heroic aviation mission flown that year in the entire Air Force, both active guard and reserve. And what's interesting about this is not that we won it. What's interesting is we could win it every year because we're out there flying those types of missions. Who else has won this trophy? Oh, people like Jimmy Doolittle, Billy Mitchell. That's the caliber of war that you see here. That's the caliber of National Guard that you have. Next slide. Rescue coordination. This just shows one of the hazardous rescues. You may remember the snow machines that crashed in the crevice in the glacier, about three of them. We saved their lives. Next slide. This is just our airlift squadron, C-130s. Now, I'll talk about changing over a bit of this later, but they're not only worldwide, but they're...